human beings. Yes, beings of all types. This is Wandering Rhythms right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, just east of Van City, BC. That's right, the west coast of Canada. I am Nick Legacy, and Wandering Rhythms, over the next 2 hours, will explore many nations, many sounds. This is a great voyage of discovery for your ears and your limbs and whatever wants to join for the journey. Yes, in an hour, we will travel to an island, well, several islands, in fact, called Comoros. Yes, a nation in the Indian Ocean between Madagascar and Mozambique off the east coast of Africa. A wonderful place where French and Arabic and East African cultures all unite to form cross-cultural sounds. And yeah, I was, as usual, very surprised by the variety of music from a nation of less than a million people. Yeah, a lot of islands on this planet. We seem to be island hopping very often, and this will be a tropical one. The southernmost nation in the Arabic League, so to speak. And yeah, before that, a whole hour of globe trotting, a bunch of discoveries. I'm always digging up bands that I've never heard of, but this week was more of a voyage of rediscovery for me. I was just scouring the interwebs last night and realized, holy moly, there's a lot of indie rock bands that I was listening to 5-10 years ago that are all putting out albums this year. This year being 2017, by the way, if you haven't changed your calendar. And yeah, the next few months will be really a comeback of indie rock. I'm the only one who would say that, because indie rock never went away. But yeah, a lot of great bands from North America and Europe, etc., are putting out records. And I'm going to start with one that is perhaps the more exotic of these bands that I will play over the next hour. I mean, it's not all going to be indie rock, but it's just kind of the theme this week, it seems to have decided to be. So yes, a band that I actually first caught playing in Paris at Main d'Oeuvre, an amazing giant art space that just has the best curation of any place that I've found, at least in Paris. And yeah, like, they're always finding cutting-edge bands that are just starting off their careers, and they've gone on to be signed by Domino Records, and this group is putting out, actually, their third album on Domino now, and it's coming out in March. The album is called Solide Mirage, and the group François and the Atlas Mountains. Yes, a French group led by François-Marie. And the cool thing about this group is, well, they do the indie rock thing. They play guitars and basses and keyboards and synths and such. But they also have an affinity for West African guitars. And you'll hear that on this song very prominently. A lot of very, very kind of unusual movement in the guitar playing by François in the Atlas Mountains. New single right here, Grand Dérèglement. This is Wandering Rhythms on the radio.
Excédents, eux sillonnent le continent de long en large, recherchent une place dans le sens de la marche, l'essence du pays échappe, l'histoire la rattrape, l'exode les happe, s'étale sur plusieurs années.
Dans ces règlements, dans les avoir avec quelques danses. Ses rapports sous fleurs nonchalantes, va croire au boniment de devin qui disent qu'un divin calcule nos régiments, il respire comme une honte.
Combien de temps? Denis, Denis,
detour.
Softest of all Steves. Delicate Steve right there with the song Nightlife. Brand new music from his album This Is Steve. And he's doing a pretty sweet pose. It's a throwback to the 80s. At least the album cover is. But the music, forward thinking. And yeah, he's also a fan of African guitar playing. And he's doing his slidey guitar thing on that track. And if you want to catch him live, he's playing in Vancouver. Fortune Sound Club. In fact, he's touring all around North America. But if you're here in this city where I am, Fortune Sound Club, Sunday, March 26th, 2017. It's a little whiles away, but there you go, in Chinatown. And before that, we heard Why, W-H-Y, question mark, the great group of hip-hop, indie rock. And yeah, they've been putting out albums for quite a while, but it seems like a return to form. We heard the song Proactive Evolution by Y and their new album, which I don't know what this means, but it's called Mo Lian. And that will come out March 3rd of 2017. Before that, we heard another band start off the show, François and the Atlas Mountains, the song Grand Dérèglement from another album coming out in March. Great year for rock and all its hybrid forms this 2017. And next, got a few more for you even. A group that has reformed a couple years ago, or maybe even 4 or 5 years ago now, but they've finally put out, or are putting out, a album of new material. The band being Granddaddy, another American band. And yeah, they're kind of a quintessential indie rock band that was at the height of their powers in the early 2000s. And this is a new song called A Lost Machine, a nice big triumphant number by Granddaddy. And also, they will be playing in Vancouver May 7th at the Imperial. Yes, it shall be a beautiful year for concerts. Here's Granddaddy on Wandering Rhythms.
Audio recorder in a dried up creek, and we're headed to the temporary shelter at the roller rink. Every woman and child and man in the canyon land in a trance, wandering around in the canyon land.
just coming home.
Yes, Wandering Rhythms right here on the radio and online and wherever else you have ears. We just heard a duo, a brand new collaboration between Dose One, the hip-hop chameleon whose list of collaborators is endless. He has a new project with Mestizo, and this is on Anticon Records, Anti-Conformity Records. Yeah, a great indie hip-hop label, started at the turn of the millennium-ish, and Dose One has been a member, a founder of the collective, and yeah, he's put out like 1,000 albums on Anticon. But yeah, this new project's called Alpha.